The task of doling out money proved unexpectedly difficult for the assembly. The seven members of the group were all for fisheries enhancement, but divided on whether to weight the distribution more toward established programs or startups. The newly organized Sitka Sound Science Center, which has taken over the Sheldon Jackson Hatchery, had put in a $30,000 request. Board member and former city administrator John Stein said the hatchery was just trying to get by until a $250,000 grant from the state arrived later in the summer.
It costs about $10,000 a month to run the hatchery, and we need bridge money until the state grant comes through in August or September. And currently we're funded through June, and we're looking for money to get the hatchery moved through, operating through the month of July.
Financial documents supplied to the assembly showed the hatchery with about $5,000 in cash on hand. Three other organizations also applied for the fish box tax proceeds. Armstrong Keita, a nonprofit hatchery in Port Armstrong, applied for $8,500 to help initiate a coho program. The Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, or NSARA, applied for the full $37,000 to maintain programs at the Medvigi Hatchery in Silver Bay. And a surprise applicant, the U.S. Forest Service, asked for $30,000 to purchase 10 tons of fish food for the popular sockeye program at Redoubt Lake. Forest Service fisheries biologist Perry Edwards told the assembly that his agency spent $115,000 a year on the counting weir and fertilization program at Redoubt. And despite the fact that the project supplied around 50,000 pounds of sockeye to subsistence and sport fishermen, there was pressure in the federal government to shut it down without a local match.
The truth of the matter is we just don't see that funding. That funding's getting less and less every year. And getting outside dollars makes it a lot more likely that we are to continue to get any federal funding. But without getting outside dollars, I'm hearing that Redoubt isn't that important. And by seeing $0 in recommended funding by the city of Sitka, I'm really concerned.
Edwards' appeal did not make much of an impact on the assembly. In lieu of cash, they recommended that City Administrator Jim Dinley draft a letter to the Forest Service on their behalf expressing full support for the Redoubt program. The financial decision really boiled down to which nonprofit deserved the lion's share of the available funding. Marco Dapsovich motioned to allocate the entire amount to the SJ Hatchery, but did not get a second. Assemblymember Nancy Kavanaugh argued that the box tax revenues should not be need-based. She supported boosting funding to NSARA, which she described as the number one fish producer on the West Coast. After three votes, the assembly eventually compromised on awarding NSARA $25,000, the SJ Hatchery $10,000, and Armstrong Keita $2,500. The total fish box tax collected last year was just over $185,000. The city finance department has estimated revenues this year at about $220,000. The tax, as approved by voters in 2006, is divided among the city's permanent and general funds, the Harbor Fund, and Fisheries Enhancement. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.